Section 138 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Joe Brenneman. I anticipate with pleasing expectation. I appeal in the first place. I appeal to any man to say. I appeal to the better judgment. I appreciate the significance. I argue this cause. I ask again. I ask no greater blessing. I ask permission to speak to you. I ask the attention. I ask the audience. I ask the audience to return with me. I ask this of you. I ask you calmly and dispassionately. I ask you, gentlemen, do you think? I ask you if it is possible. I ask you, if you please, to rise and give the toast. I ask you in all candor. I ask you now to follow me. I ask you to consider. I ask you to join me in drinking a toast. I ask you to pledge with me. I ask your attention. I ask your indulgence. I assert, sir, that it is. I assure myself. I assure you of my own personal knowledge. I attribute it to... I avail myself of the opportunity. I beg again to thank you for the honor. I beg all to remember. I beg and implore of you. I beg emphatically to say. I beg leave to make some observations. I beg of you to remember. I beg to tender my most fervent wishes. I beg you not to mistake my meaning. I beg you to accept my grateful expression. I begin by observing. I begin with expressing a sentiment. I believe from my own personal experience. I believe I can speak for all. I believe I shall make it clear to you. I believe I voice the sentiment. I believe it to be the simple truth. I believe most profoundly. I believe that I am within the mark. I believe that in this instance, I bid you a most cordial and hearty welcome. I bow with you in reverent commemoration. I call on you to answer. I call to mind how. I can by no calculation justify. I can hardly conceive. I can make allowance for. I can most truthfully assure you. I can never sufficiently express my gratitude. I cannot allow myself to believe. I cannot avoid confessing. I cannot be content with. I cannot believe. I will not believe. I cannot better illustrate this argument. I cannot better sum up. I cannot boast of. I cannot bound my vision. I cannot but reflect. I cannot but see what mischief. I cannot charge myself with. I cannot close without giving expression. I cannot conceive a greater honor. I cannot feel any doubt myself. I cannot forbear from offering. I cannot give you a better illustration. I cannot help expressing a wish. I cannot help speaking urgently. I cannot here go into details. I cannot hesitate to say. I cannot hope adequately to respond. I cannot justly be responsible because I cannot let this opportunity pass. I cannot persuade myself. I cannot prevail on myself. I cannot refrain from saying for myself. I cannot resist the train of thought. I cannot say how glad I am. I cannot say with confidence. I cannot stop to give in detail. I cannot sufficiently thank you. I cannot take back my word. I cannot take it for granted. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot well avoid saying. I can only congratulate you. I can only hope for indulgence. I can readily understand. I can scarcely concede anything more important. I can scarcely find fitting words. I can strongly recommend. I can understand, moreover. I can, with propriety, speak here. I certainly have not so good an opinion. I challenge any man. I cheerfully own. I cheerfully submit myself. I claim a share also for. I class them all together under the head. I close with the words. I close with the sentiment. I come at length to. I come next to the question of. I come to the other assumption. I conceive this to be. I confess I feel not the least alarmed. I confess I have had my doubts. I confess I have little sympathy. I confess it affects me very deeply, too. I confess it is very difficult, too. I confess that I do not entirely approve. I confess that it is a comfort to me. I confess that my notions are widely different. I confess to a little embarrassment. I confess to you that I have no fear. I confine myself to saying, I congratulate you upon the auspicious character. I consider I have said enough in proof. I consider it amply explains. I content myself with pursuing. I could do no less than. I could easily mention. I could enlarge upon it. I could never understand. I could wish that this belief, I dare say you know, I dare venture the remark. I declare to you, I deem it both necessary and just. I deem it proper here to remind. I deem myself honored. I deny, once and for all, I deny the inference. I desire to be brief. I desire to bear my testimony. I desire to call attention. I desire to know. I desire to lay emphatic stress. I dissent from the opinion. I distrust all general theories of. End of section 138. This recording is in the public domain.